This is Colourful.
Now, on this day in 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was killed, and another civil rights legend is in the news today. He is Malcolm X, the subject of a new biography, Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention, which is published in the States today by the legendary civil rights author Manning Marable, a professor. He himself just passed away 2 days ago. And we have on the line Hugh Muir, who writes for The Guardian. Normally does the diary column, but he's just reviewed Manning Marable's amazing biography. Apparently it's absolutely sensational. Hugh's on the line. Hugh, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Henry. You can call me Hugh. Just no Ugo, anything.
I'll call you Ooh.
Okay. As you will.
So this book is being published, obviously, on a pretty portentous day, because, of course, on this day 43 years ago, we all know what happened. First of all, how much more was there to say about Malcolm X? Because a lot of people thought the definitive biography was written by Alex Haley a generation ago.
Well, Henry, here's the thing. You use the word biography. I have it in front of me, and it's actually the autobiography of Malcolm X with the assistance of Alex Haley.
Yes.
It's a great book, and in a way, it's the classic text, is what we all know Malcolm X from. But it was very much Malcolm X product. Alex Haley wrote it, but Malcolm X had a right of veto, if you like. Malcolm X saw most of it prior to it. It wasn't published until 9 months after his death, but up until that stage, he was able to supervise the project. He worked very closely with Alex Haley. And so what you had actually was a glimpse of the man, but also something of a branding exercise, because there was always a purpose to the Haley book for Malcolm X. Initially, it was that he wanted to use that book to express his admiration for and his gratitude to Elijah Muhammad within the Nation of Islam. When he left the Nation of Islam, the intention then was, I think, to give a bit of a kickstart to the organizations he himself tried to establish, or did establish, once he left the Nation of Islam, the Muslim Mosque and the Organization of African Unity.
That's right.
And so he was very careful about what was and what wasn't in the book. And what Marable has done over a long period, he's been thinking about it since he was in college. He was a freshman and he was 60 when he died. We'll come on to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But it took him 12 years just to write this book, just to nail this all down. And what he's done, basically, he said, there are gaps in this autobiography. What we have here is an icon, but we don't really know that much about the man. Why don't we try and find out something about the man? And so that's what he's done. And it's an extraordinary read. It's a heavyweight book in every sense.
Yeah, what has he unearthed?
600 pages. But you, when you finish it, you really do get a better sense of the man. And that's not all good. I'm sure if someone spent 12 years looking at you or I, Henry, probably not
me?
Good juju.
I'm squeaky clean. What are you talking about?
Thank you, Hugh.
but if someone took 12 years looking at us, then they would find some things that we might not want in the public domain. And Manning has certainly done that. But it really does give you a sense of a very courageous man, someone who spoke truth to power when it was a very dangerous thing to do that. And also, there are lessons, I suppose, for all of us in that it talks about a journey. Someone who started off with a very unreconstituted set of values and beliefs, I suppose, and through his life learned, and actually by the end of his life, I suppose the tragedy in terms of the timing, is that he had come to some really quite good positions and actually was becoming, in that respect, quite a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of some of those views and how they changed over time? Because when I talk to some people, when I mention Malcolm X as a great figure, they go, he hated white people, he hated Jewish people, he hated this and that. How much of that is true and how much of that did change?
Well,
and how well was it documented by Marable?
The Nation of Islam, Malcolm X, never forget that he was the face of the Nation of Islam. Elijah Muhammad ran the organization, but very much he left the public persona stuff to Malcolm. And that was pretty fiery, and he was pretty anti-Semitic, and they had a basic philosophy that said that white people were devils and they were the result of a laboratory experiment by a mad professor. And so he reflected those views. And what's interesting is the extent to which he comes to question those views. Yeah. He was very grateful to the Nation of Islam because, you know, when he became a member, he was in jail. Mm-hmm. And he was pretty much a hoodlum. And so I think he associated turning around his life with his membership of the Nation of Islam. So it wasn't very easy for him to shed those beliefs, but that's what he felt he had to do. And the particular turning point was the trip that he took, the first trip he took to Mecca. Because he started to embrace mainstream Islam then.
That's right, he went to the Hajj, didn't he?
That
yes.
was just that, you know, you can't just write off whole races of people because of their culture and their pigmentation. If they're Muslims, they're Muslims. And I think that directly contradicted everything that he'd been taught and everything that he'd absorbed and everything that he'd passed on to the public. And I suppose the measure of the man was that he then went public and said, look, I said this, I used to say this, and it was wrong.
Well, before we get on to Manning, Hugh, just one last thing. Is there anything you can specifically tell us that comes up in this book that was unearthed by Manning, which we didn't know before?
Actually, I have to be slightly circumspect because there's an embargo on it and it doesn't expire until later today when the book comes out in America.
Okay.
But he wasn't always the devout Muslim that he ought to have been.
Okay, I hear you.
You're saying that he was flawed?
Tell you what,
slightly
think
flawed.
Of the things men do if you're not watching them.
Oh, Ugo, are you hearing that?
and that will take you some way close. There was some exaggeration and some embellishment. As I said, what we had with the autobiography was brand shaping to some extent.
I wonder if you could tell us this one, because this came up a few weeks ago. I can't remember why. But Peter Tatchell, he's not going to be celebrating Manning's works this time. He's not unearthing anything that suggests... Oh, really?
He might be.
Ooh.
You won't be too distressed.
All right, Hugh's being circumspect. Let's finish off.
Peter Tatchell basically wrote some articles saying that Malcolm X had at some point in his life displayed homosexual tendencies. There was a great furore about that. Manning doesn't go into it in the sort of detail that Peter Tatchell would not like, but I can say he doesn't completely dismiss involvement at some point in some kind of homosexual activity.
And this would be independent of Peter Tatchell's comments, would it?
Oh, absolutely. Manny Marable would know Peter Tatchell if he walked past him in the street.
It's interesting from the point of view of, you know, coming from two different directions, identifying something similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually what Manning says is that this was part of the rebranding, because if you look in the autobiography, there is a reference to an incident, but it's names are changed to protect the innocent in the autobiography, and Manning basically unravels it. And actually, what he says is that he hasn't got 100% proof, but he thinks that there is a very strong circumstantial case that did indeed happen.
Well, this was his life's work. Manning Marable passed away some 3 days ago. That's right, it's not two, 3 days ago. And he was Professor of African American Studies, History, Political Science and Public Affairs at Columbia University. And this basically was his life's work, wasn't it?
Well, do you know, Henry, this is why it's such an extraordinary story, because, as I said, he became interested in Malcolm when he was a college freshman and he read the autobiography. His work is steeped in... Manning's work is steeped in the history of Black America, more than 20 books, countless papers, books that he edited as well on W.E.B. Du Bois, on the Black liberation in conservative America, the autobiography of Medgar Evers. This, you know, he knows his stuff, but he always had the bug with Malcolm. And so 12 years ago, he really started work on this. He had a team of people. He had the most extraordinary access, 9 hours of interviews with Louis Farrakhan. The Nation of Islam opened their files in a way they never have before.
It shows just how much and how far he was respected. Marable was respected, wasn't he?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, in a modern genre, he was part of the, I think it's called the Hip Hop Alliance, the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, which was an organisation that was set up, I think, around the time when Public Enemy were big, to say, you know, this is all very well having this kind of music of social change, but shouldn't we do something? Shouldn't we try and effect some practical social change? Well, you know, the music's all very well, what next? And so this organisation called the Hip Hop Summit Action Network was formed, and Marable was quite a big player in that as well. And what an extraordinary turn of events that he should work on this book. It should be the labour of love of his life, I would have thought, the biggest major project of his life. And he died 3 days before it was published. We actually asked for an interview with him last week and were told that we couldn't have that because he was too ill. But what we didn't realise is just quite how ill he was. Yeah. He had a lung condition, and I'm going to mangle the pronunciation here, I'm sure, called sarcoidosis.
Yeah.
He had a double lung transplant last year, and he died on Friday from complications from pneumonia.
He's managed to finish his last work.
Terrible time. On the other hand, yeah. I suppose if you have a project and you really want to see it through and you get it done just before you pass away, then I suppose that's the way to go.
You're quite right. Yeah. Hugh Muir from The Guardian, thank you very much indeed. And Malcolm X, A Life of Reinvention by Manning Marable, is released in the US today.
This is Colourful.